Education activists say New York State has been underfunding schools since the 2008 recession because it didn't have enough money to comply with the 2006 ruling from the state's highest court. But as WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, now that the state has a surplus, local officials are calling for more funding for schools to be added to this year's budget.
A report by the Alliance for Quality Education says every Syracuse student receives $11,000 less in funding compared to students in the state's richest districts. Executive Director Billy Easton says they are lobbying the legislature.
Syracuse has tremendous challenges. It's one of the poorest cities in the entire country. You actually need to spend more per child in a poor community than in a middle class or wealthy community to get the same educational outcomes.
Syracuse City School District Superintendent Sharon Contreras says if they had more funding, they could expand bilingual programming, computer science and arts classes, hire more security, and increase student transportation.
It is a travesty that we are standing here begging for the most basic of civil rights in this country, which is a fair education.
Syracuse Mayor Stephanie Miner says the best way to solve poverty is with better education. New York State Assembly Democrats have proposed a millionaire's tax that could go to additional school funding. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.